Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000. So make sure you tune into each and every episode as we give you the tips, the strategies, the tools, and the insights to help you grow your audience online. So I'm excited to introduce to you a brand new three-part training series that I have called Influence from Scratch: How to Find Your First 1,000 True Fans. And so I've got a lot to deliver, so I'm going to divide it into three different podcast episodes. And this is lesson one, part one. So hey, let's jump in and let's get started. So the strategy of finding your first 1,000 true fans came from a blog post that was actually written back in 2008 by Kevin Kelly. Now, the overarching idea is that if you can find 1,000 true fans who will spend at least $100 per year with you, then you have a six-figure business. So here's how the formula would work. 1,000 true fans times $100 each equals $100,000 revenue in a year. Now, obviously, we don't pocket all of that, right? And just because you've earned $100,000 doesn't necessarily mean that you can spend $100,000 in personal income. You've got taxes, you've got some bills to pay. But what I love about an online business, what I love about starting and operating an online business, is that you can really keep your expenses low compared to other businesses. So whether or not $100,000 does it for you and allows you to leave your day job, every situation's different. But I want to use this as a target through this series so you can see how this can become a reality. Now, while the formula seems pretty straightforward, it still begs two questions. And I know you're probably thinking these two questions, right? Question one, Jonathan, how do we find our true fans who actually share the same passion as us? And number two, how do we get them to actually become true fans? Well, that's what we're going to be covering throughout this series. So make sure that you listen to all three. By the way, if you want to get this content delivered to you in the form of an email course, then go to bloggingyourpassion.com/1000. That's the number 1000. So it's bloggingyourpassion.com/1000. And I'll deliver this entire course to you so that you can go through the worksheets, the questions, and everything. And you can actually see it. And you could even get it, come back and listen to the podcast episode again as a way to help you implement it. Sound good? All right. So let's get started. Lesson one is what I've called identify your influence busters. So it started by a question that I started asking a couple of months ago. Why are more people not making a living online? I mean, that's a question I desperately wanted to answer. So earlier this year on one of my webinars, I did something completely crazy. I actually offered 10-minute clarity calls to the first 100 bloggers who got on my calendar. So literally, I made spots available over the course of 3 months, and I had one-on-one conversations with over 100 bloggers. Now, put that together, that's over 1,000 minutes talking one-on-one with aspiring bloggers, writers, speakers, coaches. And specifically, here's some of the questions that I asked them. What's slowing you down? What's getting in your way and stopping you? Or everyone does something to sabotage their success. What do you do? And what I discovered, and I kept everything in a spreadsheet. So I've got all of this data. And when I looked at the big picture of what people were sharing with me, what I discovered surprised me. It was not a lack of passion, desire, hard work, or even a lack of time that a lot of people initially use as their reason why they don't build something online. None of those were the reasons that was slowing them down. The biggest challenges that they faced was falling prey to what I now call the influence busters. So specifically, there's four influence busters that is stopping you from obtaining your 1,000 true fans. And I know this to be true because I've seen it already over and over and over again. And so here's what I want you to understand. If you are going to build influence from scratch, whether you're a writer, a speaker, a coach, a consultant, you want to build a personal brand online, you want to build a business online through a website, you must conquer these four influence busters. So I'm going to tackle two today in this lesson, and then in the next lesson, we'll tackle the other two. So let's start first with what I call the outward influence busters. So there are both outward and influence or inward influence busters. And specifically, I want to look at the outward influence busters today. And outward influence busters are things outside of our own two ears. It's not what's going on in our own thinking, in our own head, but it's legitimate, like things that are slowing down our influence. So the two outward influence busters that you must defeat are competition. There's a lot of noise out there, and overwhelm. Our voices are silenced by the technology black hole. So competition and overwhelm. Let's look at each of these a little bit deeper. So influence buster number one, competition. Did you know that 17 posts are published every second on WordPress sites around the world? That's crazy, right? If you have any hopes of blogging full-time, you must discover a way to rise above the noise. And by the way, later as we really get into this, I'm going to show you some specific ways about how you can build that audience that 99% of bloggers out there aren't doing. All right? So just stay with us through this training. Now, let me be clear. Not all competition's bad. In fact, uncovering the fact that someone else is making a full-time living online in your niche, in fact, in your topic, that is a good thing, not a bad thing, because they have gone before you and they've proven that this concept can work. So see it as a good thing, not as a bad thing. But still, for every successful blog in your niche, there are potentially thousands of people struggling. They're struggling because they're trying to figure out how to rise above the noise. How about for you? Is competition the thing that's kind of holding you back? You know, you're looking and seeing what other people are doing in your niche or in your space, and you're thinking, man, they're already operating at a high level. They're already ahead of the game, light years beyond me. I could never compete with that. Well, take heart, because we're going to teach you and show you why that's really a myth and why you don't need to be concerned about that. But let's go on to influence buster number two, overwhelm. Now, this is a big one. This is another outward influence buster, but it specifically primarily deals with technology. Our voices are often silenced by the technology black hole. Have you felt that? Have you felt like, man, I've got so much to say. I've got so much life experience. I got so many skills to share with people to really help them. If technology just was easier. And maybe you have that kind of frustration. Recently, a guy named Greg, who's in our private Facebook group, put this quote out there. He said, "Technology has been eating away at my passion like a cancer." Can you relate to how Greg is feeling? And maybe that's you right now. Maybe you're agitated and you're frustrated because that technology seems to really be staying right in front of you, and it's difficult to overcome. But I want you to know that it can be. And I want you to know that there's some things that we're trying to do with technology that we don't need. We think we need it. We think we need all the complex tools and all the latest gadgets and the latest equipment in order to be effective. And the truth is not. You know, take this podcast, for example. There are many people who, when they're putting together a podcast, they get the mixers, they get the external recorders, and that's great. I'm happy for them, and I'm glad that they like to geek out on all of that equipment. And that's great. That's awesome. For me, I've got a simple USB mic plugged directly into my computer, and I'm recording with a free program called Audacity. I will send this audio to somebody who will clean it up and edit it and make it ready to go. I have chosen not to let the fact that I don't understand everything about podcasting and all the extra external recorders and the mixers slow me down from taking my passion to help you become a full-time blogger. I'm not going to let that stop me. Okay, so you can overcome this overwhelm that you might be feeling today. So I've got a simple assignment for you because I want to make these short and actionable so that you're actually making progress through this three-part series. So before I go on to the last two influence busters, what I want to do is ask you a simple question. Which of the two, competition or overwhelm, have you struggled with the most? Which have you struggled with the most? And get your answer ready and keep it because we're going to move on. And as we move on, I'm going to show you at the end of this how you can defeat these obstacles, these things blocking your influence. So that's it for today's episode. We're going to come back and dive deeper into this idea of building influence from scratch. And how do you find those first 1,000 true fans? And so if you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to get some feedback from you. Take a moment and give us a rating on iTunes, or maybe even leave a review and let us know that you're enjoying these episodes. And then stay tuned because next episode, we're going to dive deeper into the two inward influence busters that are blocking you and standing in your way from truly building a business online and having influence. So we'll catch you on the next episode.